and say, you would tell the truth. I said, really? Did he call and ask you that? He said, the man arrested him. He said, sure did. He said, now I'm going to ask you some questions. I said, all right. He said, I didn't get Morris right. Morris lived while George did. He'd make it too. He said, you know, I didn't mention Morris Wright, did I, to y'all? I said, sure didn't. He said, Mr. told me that you tell the truth now. He said, I want to ask you some questions. Saying, Morris making liquor? I said, if he is, I don't know nothing about it. He said, mind you, Mr. Bunk, with the law here tells me that you tell the truth. I said, that's what I thought you wanted me to do. I said, you wanted me to know whether he's doing it or not. And he said, yeah. You want me to say he's doing it less than I know. He said, that's right. He said, all right. I said, I haven't been to over there. You seen the house beyond while George on it? I said, I haven't been over there but once since he moved over there from Iowa. I said, and he had a stranger stove. He couldn't take it off by himself. And he sent one of the little boys over here for me to help to take it off the wagon and put it in his house. And I haven't been back since. And for that cause, I don't know what he's doing. He said, well, I'm going to ask you another question about him. I said, all right. He said, the law. He said, you ever known him to make liquor? I said, oh, yeah. I said, y'all have caught him two or three times, haven't you? He said, yeah. What you think happened?
What?
Went on through that outfit and he kept getting out there while you stayed. Went on through that outfit. Next day, cattle's all over to the police station in Zambers. All right, to come today for the trial. Me and this very was sitting out in the court right there by where they're going to have the trial.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting together. He come out there. He said, Donnie, how you feel this morning? I said, I ain't feeling good today. That's the day the thing will come off, you know. He said, you needn't worry. So you going home. I said, all right. You promised me that the other day. He said, you going back home. I said, all right. All right, then they got ready for court. There's 500 people, I believe, was in there to be tried. I never saw that many people in the court. White, the big, most of them was white people, for liquor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I was way back halfway when my name was called of that bunch. Donnie, yes, sir. Come on up here. The jury sit, but see why that law there? The jury sit up over and look right down on your face. When I got there, he said, Donnie? I said, yes, sir. He said, we got you charged here with a 25-gallon cock of steering. Are you guilty or not guilty? I said, guilty. He said, Donnie, then you know this was against the law to make liquor. This is the judge. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, how come you didn't make it? I said, can I pass over there?
Yes.
Yeah,
you want me to
make him? Yeah, make him.
Shoot. Okay.
All right, now. He said, then you know it's against the law to make it look? I said, yes. Well, how come you didn't make it? I said, I had a boy and a girl I raised. There wasn't none of mine. I was the daddy of them, but I raised two boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and the boy, we were so bad back there. While I'm at, until we didn't make any kind. And they sat around the fireplace every night talking. I hear them and my wife. Said, we're going to have a poor Christmas this time. But we was a stripped of this year. He made nothing. Been one of time. I said, being the man of the house, I decided to get out to try to make something. I said, and to tell you the truth, every nation under the sun will try to have something for the 25th day of December, which we call Christmas. I said, and I went, got out to try to have something for my family, because I got cut off by, you know, the rest. All right.